Palmerston. A day program for developmentally delayed adults is trying to make you smile with scrunchies this holiday season. Scrunchies made inclusively by Lovely Exceptionalities, or Smile, is a craft activity turned scrunchie business created by Sierra Lynn Morera, the owner of Building Bridges, a privately funded day program service for developmentally delayed adults in Palmerston. An optional, hour-long activity spread throughout the week, Smile involves approximately 30 individuals varying in age and ability, picking and cutting fabric, sewing and packaging scrunchies before they're sold online or at local markets. The adults do ask when they're going to do it, so I try to spread things out to keep it fair for everyone, said Morera. They're excited to participate in Smile, because they know if they make a scrunchie and someone purchases it, it goes towards more activities. Open Monday to Thursday, Smile is one of several activities at Building Bridges aiming to emphasize the ability in ability, while promoting independence. I love the family here, I love the community, I love everybody here, said program regular Mitch Dale, who has a rare genetic condition called William syndrome. Everyone treats me so kindly. Attending Building Bridges since its conception in March 2022, Dale, the self-proclaimed scrunchie, elastic man, said he felt proud the first time he made a scrunchie. Most people don't realize that these adults give their 110%, said Morera. But each individual has their own set of abilities, and sometimes you just have to take the time of day to discover their hidden talents. One of two programs in Wellington County offering programs for adults with developmental and/or intellectual disabilities, Morera chose Palmerston because of its close proximity to Wellington North, Mapleton and North Perth. I think the most important thing is providing quality programming and quality care, said Morera. Unfortunately, there are limited services in Wellington County and there's an extremely long waitlist when it comes to pretty much anything that provides support to you. All proceeds from Smile go towards additional activities and transportation. One of the program's biggest barriers is many of the adults rely on caregivers or agency transportation to get around, with some people traveling from as far as Elora and Milverton. For field trips, the group currently relies on an agency service which is limited to 6 people and 1 wheelchair. Being in a rural township, you have your little town and then 1 kilometer away you have a farm, so there's a really big disconnect between transportation, said Morera. The townships are small but the county is huge, and we want people to know just because we're up in the country doesn't mean people don't live here. While Morera plans to start an Etsy shop in December, scrunchies are currently available online and folks will be selling them at the Building Bridges booth at the Kris Kringle Market and the Listowel Christmas Market in November. Our scrunchies are going to make people happy, said Dale. I want people to know that I have a special sense of humor, and a great disability doesn't mean I have to end my life. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.